There's big burger news in Kansas City. A New York-based chain with a crazy cult following is coming to the plaza.
I can taste the Shake Shack burger without actually tasting it. Like, I crave it that much.
Elizabeth Paradise is the pastry chef at Story. And she's not alone in her obsession. There's been so much buzz about the new Shake Shack in the food community that the moderator of a local food group on Facebook finally had to tell people to stop posting about it.
I think Shake Shack has a really good cult following because it's very consistent in its delivery, but it's a thin patty and it's just sort of smashed on the griddle a little bit to get the little bit of caramelization before it goes on that soft bun with all the condiments. I don't even know what they do. It's like crack to me. It's a perfectly seasoned patty with the perfect amount of caramelization on the perfect bun.
That sounds pretty enticing, but we've heard that another burger joint in town, a local place, might have something just as good as that famous Shake Shack burger. And it, too, is a shack. Snack Shack in downtown Overland Park. It's a tiny little place with just a counter for seating and a walk-up window. We took Elizabeth to Snack Shack to see if it could satisfy her burger craving. At least until fall, when Shake Shack arrives.
We're an old-school burger joint, kind of diner style. We provide, you know, a premium steak burger that, you know, we live and die by for sure. You know, we hand-cut our fries, so that's kind of a big catch here. And, you know, there's not too much like us.
That's Jack Toll, the general manager of Snack Shack. His mom and dad opened the place in 2011. To make a burger, he starts with meat from McGonagall's.
Well, you know, we grill our burgers on a flat top, so, you know, you get that nice crisp sear on it. And then, you know, pretty much the rest of it does its magic.
He sprinkles salt and pepper on the smashed patty.
Oh, just salt and pepper. That's all we use is a good salt and pepper blend. You can't get too crazy.
And he toasts a bun from Roma Bakery.
We stay local, so that's great. Everything's local.
And now, the moment of truth.
All right, be careful. It's real hot.
That's really delicious. That's seasoned really well. That's not too salty. It's just the right amount of salt. And it's got a little bit of crisp on it, which is so nice. This is a new experience for me. I've never had this burger before. I like that they use the McGonagall's beef. Yeah, it's a really good patty.
As for how it holds up to Shake Shack, Elizabeth says they're just different. And that's okay. There's room in this town for more than one shack. Definitely for more than one burger. I'm Gina Kaufman, and whether your favorite burger comes from a little-known mom and pop or a big national chain, we're getting the lowdown on KCUR's Central Standard. Our critics will be here soon. But for now, we're going to talk with Michael Corvino, whose supper club and tasting room offers a cheeseburger that people rave about. Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
So it's not every day that I talk to a James Beard semifinalist about a famous cheeseburger. Congratulations on being nominated for Best Chef. That's huge.
Oh, thank you.
Your place also made Food & Wine magazine's list of the country's most exciting restaurant openings of 2017. This has been a big deal.
It's been huge. Well, we opened last year.
Yeah. So for you, I mean, you started this restaurant after a long stint at the American, which a lot of people considered to be the last true fine dining establishment in town. How is Corvino Supper Club and Tasting Room different?
Well, we really opened two restaurants. The Supper Club is really not fine dining on that sense at all. It's very, very casual and approachable for any occasion, from a cheeseburger to a full-on dinner. But everything's served in the sense of appetizers, all shareable plates. So you try a lot of food. It's very social. Plenty of beverage options.
And then the tasting room concept is
it's a special
event kind of thing.
Not special events. You can do individual reservations. We have counter seats and four tables that seat up to four. So you can reserve from one to four people. Or you can book the entire room, and it's about a two to two and a half hour tasting menu. So we kept the fine dining piece of it very small and very focused.
So the atmosphere has been described as luxurious and modern. There's live jazz and the menu in the supper club is approachable, but it's also got that innovation piece of it. What inspired you to include a cheeseburger?
Well, it's, you know, I really came to with this rest around the theme of the food is modern American cuisine, which just, to me, it's pulling ingredients and techniques from all over the world. So we have everything from fried rice with a Chinese condiment and Japanese short grain kosher curry rice to seared fish with a French sauce on the same menu. And what's more American than a cheeseburger?
Exactly. So, I mean, tell me about your cheeseburger.
Well,
it's kind of got a following.
It does. And maybe that's, in a sense, a cheap trick. Everybody loves cheeseburgers. I love cheeseburgers. Our kitchen had a blast coming up with this cheeseburger and designing it. And it was definitely inspired by, in the sense of what we were just listening to, the Snack Shack burger, the Shake Shack burger. It's a griddled patty. We actually have a European style plancha, so it's a few hundred degrees hotter. We use fresh ground chuck, so it sears extremely hot. The fat melts away and it gets really crispy.
A few hundred degrees, that's a lot hotter.
It's quite a bit hotter, so it works really well. So it's two patties, and there's some charred and caramelized onions. We use Munster cheese. It melts very much like American cheese.
I love Munster cheese.
It's really good. We make a classic traditional aioli, and we make super sour dill pickles.
Super sour?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
And then the last part is, the most important part to me is the bun. So, and it's...
Wait, why is the bun the most important part? Is that always the most important part of a burger, or it's the most important part to you for your burger?
I think for me.
Okay, explain
that. There's
a
lot of opinions go around when you get into things like cheeseburgers, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, because the best bun for a cheeseburger, especially a diner style cheeseburger, is that squishy bun you get out of the bag. But we wanted to make it, so we came up with, and the worst bun for me is like a brioche, right? It crumbles and falls apart
or gets soggy.
Yeah, so we still came up with it's a sesame seed bun, and it's an enriched dough like brioche, but it's worked a lot longer, so it's got that the gluten's worked into it, and it like a Parker House roll, so it's super squishy and soft.
But if the one out of the bag is perfect, why make it?
Because the one we make is perfect as well.
There's room for many versions of perfection in this world.
Yeah, and I think that's part of baking the bread in a restaurant, is just that's part of the heart and soul of a restaurant, and it really brings the whole thing full circle. We make everything but the cheese.
So I want to get back to your story a little bit, because like a lot of people might be surprised that this James Beard semifinalist is kind of one of the famous items on your menu is a cheeseburger. But your roots are sort of like not the typical chef. You don't have that typical chef trajectory. You didn't come up through culinary school. Can you share a little bit of your story, how you got started?
Well, my first restaurant job was washing dishes in a pizza joint, and it was not an exceptionally fantastic pizza joint. But I really enjoyed the hustle and the bustle and the busyness of it and working hard.
And where'd you go from there?
I went into another restaurant in my hometown of Walla Walla, Washington. There was a little more involved, and it was definitely more involved line cooking, and I was very good at that. And then I took a step to another restaurant where I really learned to cook. They renovated a hotel in my hometown and brought some chefs in from the East Coast, and that's where I really learned the foundation of skills and skills in working with different food.
You know, I guess there might be a misconception out there that being a great chef, someone who stands out from the crowd, means making dishes that are sort of, I don't know, like less approachable or hard to come by, on the cutting edge of what people see on menus. And it seems like you might define greatness as a chef differently.
Like by a cheeseburger.
Yeah. Well, explain that. How do you achieve greatness in common foods? You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I think it's breaking the pieces apart and really refining the different components to those foods. And that's where we really wanted to say make our hamburger bun, but make it as good or make it better than the one you get in the bag, which could be the perfect bun.
So do you have any tips for the home cook when it comes to burgers?
The biggest tip is use as much heat as possible when you sear the burger so it doesn't steam, so it actually gets a little crispness, which is hard inside because you smoke up your house.
So using the grill is also
absolutely
preferable. If you were going out for a burger, say it's like somehow you get a night off and you're craving a burger, where in Kansas City do you go?
Well, that's easy, and I don't even need a night off. I just go two blocks down the road to Town Topic after work.
What do you like about that burger?
I think it's the tradition. It's when I moved here, everybody's like, you got to go to this place. You got to check out this burger. And it's everything I want in that diner style burger. It's, you can eat it with one hand. It doesn't fall out of the bun. It sits in the wrapper for 30 minutes and is just as good or better.
Michael Corvino, thank you so much for stopping by.
You are welcome. Thank you for having me.
Michael's restaurant is the Corvino Supper Club and Tasting Room in the Crossroads, and he was just named a semifinalist for a James Beard Award in the category of Best Chef. So what's your favorite burger? Tell us about it at 816-235-2888. I'm Gina Kaufman, and the Food Critics will be here after this break. Stay tuned. Food Critics are here, and I'd like to welcome them now. Charles Ferruza, Mary Block, Jenny Vergara, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
We are on a search this morning for the truly exceptional burgers here in town. Call 816-235-2888 with the burger you've discovered on a local menu, the one that deserves a place of glory on our official best burger list. 816-235-2888. And I should say, this is not limited to traditional burgers. We can have the veggie burger, turkey, salmon, lamb, whatever you like. 816-235-2888. Let's start with some local burger history. Charles?
Yeah. You know, it's funny when you do a little local history on burgers, because Kansas City has always, as a steak town, has always had a lot of burgers, too. Good burgers. I was thinking of all the steakhouse burgers I've had over the years. One of the best burgers I've ever had, may it rest in peace, soon, is at Plaza 3.
Yeah.
Even when the food started slipping, and it did, they always had a good burger. And that'll be missed. But I was thinking of burgers that I don't know if anyone else really remembers. Do you remember Earl's on Linwood?
No, I don't.
It was a little burger place. Do you remember that, Mary? It was great. And when the owner passed away, it was sort of the end of it. It was near the donut place, Lamar's, across the street from Lamar's. And then I don't remember it, but I never went to Smack's. Do you remember the Smacks chain?
Oh, I remember Smacks.
Yeah. They had a very weird ad in the 1960s. They would run an advertisement with a picture of one of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they would name the chief by name and say, so-and-so's wife got smacked.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Lovely.
Can you imagine that flying today?
Not really.
There are, you've gotten at some changing cultural trends. Yeah. What about changing burger trends? Mary, Jenny, what's new in burgers?
Well, there are a ton of new fast casual burger places that have popped up all over the country, and we're starting to get them. And we've talked about Shake Shack coming. Lark Burger has come to the South Plaza area. And they have a good burger. You can get a beef burger, a turkey burger, a tuna burger, veggie burger.
Tuna burger?
And
that's wild.
And it can either be ground or it can be a piece of tuna, and then it's really a sandwich, not
yes.
a burger. But
agreed.
Yeah. And then a couple kinds of French fries you order, you take it to the tray, sit down, and you're out. And that seems to be a big trend.
Yeah. Are they expensive, though?
No, not
really.
Not horribly. I mean, it's still fast food, but okay. It's more than McDonald's.
Other trends?
I think our proliferation of just seeing different kinds of meat ground and made into patties. I mean, we've kind of always had that ability, but we haven't necessarily seen it in restaurants because burgers have always just been kind of a all-beef burger has just been the traditional favorite. But I think with the trends of trying to eat healthier and a little lighter, we're seeing a lot more, you know, chicken, turkey, pork, lamb, even some ground kind of salmon patties and that kind of stuff. So I think
that's used to be called a salmon croquette.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, other than that, the toppings are all kind of ubiquitous and seem to kind of stay the same. I mean, there's gourmet burgers that kind of have different things, but for the most part, a burger is a burger, a bun and condiments and a patty and maybe cheese.
But some of the restaurants are trying to make their own condiments.
Yeah, lots of jams.
Jam, their own ketchup.
And for a while, the burger on a bed of greens seemed to be kind of a little bit of a thing, but that doesn't seem to be such a thing anymore. That was short-lived.
The diet plate that won't die.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
chopped beef.
Okay, so Mary, you are recommending a prime beef burger at Brady's Public House.
Yes. Brady's is in the old Mike's Tavern on Troost, and Sean Brady is an excellent chef, and a lot of the food is from Ireland, where he is, and they do pie, you know, pot pie type things. But he has a really good burger, bacon, red onion jam, cheddar. But what distinguishes it for me, as with most of the ones on my list, is really good meat. You can just tell it's not all chuck, and it's got a lot of juice to it, and it's just cooked perfectly.
Can you define chuck for me?
Well, it's a cut of meat that doesn't have, it has more fat in it, so it has more juice, but it's also doesn't have the flavor. So I like a burger with a blend that has some prime meat in it too, which has got more flavor.
And you're also recommending a food truck burger at Pigwich.
Yes. So Pigwich has a staple of menu items, and their burger is one that I think is really good. And he's next door to the local pig. It's owned by the butcher shop. So you would expect that the meat would be pretty good, and it is.
All right. So those are a couple of recommendations from Mary Black. Jenny, you are recommending, much like Michael Corvino, who we heard from earlier, a longtime favorite in Kansas City, the Town Topic, but specifically their patty melt.
Yes. So a lot of people go in, obviously, and eat the cheeseburger at Town Topic, which is delicious and just a classic Kansas City staple. But I am a giant fan of just kind of that crispy, griddled rye bread that has the burger inside and cheese and caramelized onions. I like pickles and mustard on mine. I cannot get away from that sandwich. Like, I go in and I look at the cheeseburger and I think that looks delicious, but I'm sticking with the patty melt. So
The patty melt's sort of a classic.
It is.
And I've always wondered where that, you know, that title came from.
I actually dug out my Town Topic t-shirt in order to be on theme today. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I had not even noticed that.
It's beautiful.
I'm representing.
But okay, tell me about the patty melt in general. I mean, Charles, you're curious about the name, but like, okay, define the patty melt.
It's like a grilled cheese with a hamburger in it.
And more onion than usual. And sometimes, not often, and certainly not traditional, but sometimes a patty melt will come with some kind of sauce.
I'm telling you, it's the rye bread for me. Like, that's the hook for the whole patty melt thing. I mean, I love a good cheeseburger, and I would love it with caramelized onions, mustard and pickle and cheese any other day. But on that crispy rye bread, there's something about it.
And Jenny, you're recommending another infamous Kansas City place, Kitty's Cafe.
So Kitty's is another one where a lot of people know Kitty's for their fabulous tempura battered pork tenderloin sandwich, which is amazing if you haven't had. But not a lot of people go in and order their cheeseburger, which I did not that long ago, and it's delicious. And it's one of those places that's very reasonably priced, and you can get a single, double, triple. I mean, I'm sure they put as many patties as you are willing to pay for between two buns there. But it's delicious, and it's just simple. It's quite a small burger. It's not a big, giant thing to have to manhandle, but satisfying and delicious and perfectly fried on a flat top. Delicious.
Let's talk to Johnny in Lawrence. Johnny is calling us at 816-235-2888. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. How about you? What are you going to recommend?
Oh, there's a place in Lawrence called Quentin's. It's just south of 6th and Mass, and I love their mushroom and Swiss burger.
Why? How does this mushroom and Swiss burger stand out from all the other mushroom and Swiss burgers to be had?
Because they got absolutely everything right. There's so many ways to booger one up. You can undercook the meat. You can use cheese that's not properly aged to where it, you know, just turns to, you know, grease on the bun. You can get sloppy with the mushrooms, and you can have bread that falls apart under your fingers, and they get everything right.
Wait. Okay, tell me a bit more about getting sloppy with the mushrooms. How do you do – what is required of a mushroom on a mushroom Swiss burger?
You can't have them too juicy. You can't put too many on. You don't want anything to end up in your lap.
All right. So the one at Quinton's in Lawrence doesn't make any of those common mistakes.
No. And that's my first – if I go to someplace for the first time and I see one of those on the menu, I get it. That's my test burger.
Okay.
And so I'll judge a restaurant by their mushroom and Swiss burger.
Well, cool. Yeah. Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome. I hope to see you there later this afternoon.
So anyone else a fan of the mushroom Swiss? That seems to be a popular combo, actually.
Yeah.
I love it. I love a good mushroom Swiss. And, you know, I think what he's talking about with the mushrooms, and I've seen this before, there's a mushroom gravy that sometimes they make with the mushrooms to keep them kind of hot on the line. So they're not sauteing them necessarily to order. And sometimes you get more like mushroom gravy poured over, which turns into kind of a Salisbury steak hot mess. Not to say it's any less delicious, but it does make it messy.
Let's hear from Ken in Liberty. Hi, Ken.
Hello. Good afternoon. Great show. I'm a true burger aficionado. I've eaten every burger in probably Kansas and Missouri.
It's a bold claim, but go on.
My absolute favorite is, and it's not close, is Casey's Smoke Burger on Restaurant Row there on 39th.
It's a fairly new place.
No, it's been around for about a decade, I would say.
Two, 3 years old at least. I know. That's how long I've been going there.
Okay, so...
And the straight-up mainline cheeseburger, whatever it is, I don't know what it's called because I haven't seen a menu in years. I don't look at a menu anymore when I go there. And I like it just because it's, like the previous guy said, it's just done right. Their main claim to fame is that they grind their own meat. They control the meat ratio, the fat to meat ratio, which is critical for a burger. They control what goes in the meat. They also grind their own beef. They also grind their own lamb. So you can have a lamb burger, or you can have a beef burger, or you can have a gyro burger. And the gyro burger is is weird. It's like a gyro truck and a burger truck hit each other. And this is the result. It tastes really weird. They've also got
weird good
cheese. Weird good. Yeah, weird good. I liked it. My mouth was kind of shocked, and my stomach said, shut up, mouth. Just send it down.
This place used to be a Middle Eastern restaurant, and the owners of the Middle Eastern restaurant had flipped it over to a burger place. And so
makes sense.
It makes sense why there would be.
Job.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but Ken, okay, I do need to clarify. You're saying they just do everything right, but different people define that differently. What is doing everything right to you?
High quality ingredients. You cannot cook. Every chef will tell you cannot cook goodness into anything. You can only cook it out, and they do that right. They use high quality ingredients from the get go, and they like the beef. They don't overcook the beef. They don't undercook the beef. They grind it perfectly so it's got like the right amount of fat, the right amount of beef, And just when you eat it, it's just great.
Okay.
There's just nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. Okay.
Taste and there's no, so it's so easy to screw up a burger because there's so many ingredients. But there's nothing. It just tastes great when you put it in your mouth.
Well, thanks, Ken. That does seem to be the basic qualification for food being good: tasting great when you put it in your mouth. And Ken is recommending Casey's Smoke Burger on 39th Street. Let's get another recommendation from a listener, and then we'll get back to our critics for a little while. Let's hear from Lydia in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Lydia.
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
Good, how about you?
I'm doing great.
What do you want to recommend?
I recommend Pirate's Bones Beet Burger and Black Bean Burger. They are by far, hands down, the best vegan burgers in Kansas City. I've tried them all, and even if you're not vegan, I recommend that you try it.
Okay, tell me about a beet burger. I have had black bean burgers, but beet burger is new to me.
So it is made of mostly shredded beets, I believe, and there's a few other spices and ingredients that make up the actual patty itself. And then it's paired with good fresh lettuce, tomato. I believe there's avocado, a type of pickled cabbage on it, with a really good sesame bun.
Hmm. Can you describe the taste? It's hard for me to imagine a beet burger, although I like beets a lot, but I'm just having trouble imagining what this tastes like. Can you describe it?
Well, I would say it's more of like a savory sweet patty itself. I've not really ever had beets except for pickled beets that you get in a jar. And but I had seen the segments and I've went ahead and decided to try it. And I don't know how to describe it other than you just have to try it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Lydia.
Thank you.
And so this brings up the issue of veggie burgers. And Mary, you're recommending a few as well.
I am. One is at Howard's Cafe, and he took a long time perfecting his. It's got a mixture of lentils and red beans and rehydrated porcini and brown rice and quinoa. And the idea for him was to make sure that it didn't fall apart.
It also sounds very filling.
It is, and it's pretty healthy, too. And then he makes his own cheese and his own bun, and it's delicious. Definitely worth trying.
And then a couple others. You've got a black bean burger on your list?
Yes. The black bean burger at the burger stand at the Cosbah, which is in Lawrence, is excellent. And they've got so many burgers on their list.
I love that place.
I do, too. And I often mix and match. So they have this fire beef burger with habanero cactus jam and avocado. And
whoa.
I asked them to put that on the black bean burger.
That sounds good.
And it's a great combination.
Cool. Okay. And tell the burger stand, you guys both love it. Tell me more about it.
Well, it's just a great burger joint. You go in and order and hope you can find a seat because it's always packed, especially before a KU game.
It's a real saloon.
It's a thicker burger, mm-hmm. so it's really juicy, and it's like the right interesting condiments that you can kind of dress up or down your burger or just have a plain burger. And I've literally driven to Lawrence just to have that burger and drive home. I mean, that's unfortunately how bad my addiction appears to be at the moment that I'm confessing to.
And then another veggie burger, Mary, Room 39.
Room 39 has another they just keep it on their lunch menu all the time with black beans and bulgur wheat and portobello mushrooms. And it has a nice following, too. People go to Room 39 just for the veggie burger.
Let's talk to Dorothy and Lee Summit. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. I was just listening, and I hadn't heard anybody mention Jim's Diner.
Oh,
it's 69th and Prospect. I think a lot of people call it Jim's Fat Burger, which is...
Wait, Jim's what burger?
A long time... They used to call it Jim's Fat Burger.
Fat Burger, okay.
And, yeah, I used to work at Research Hospital. It's just a hop, skip, and a jump from there. And we always used to refer to it as the Fat Burger. But I think it just goes by Jim's Diner now.
Even though it's not a diner, we should preface. There's only one table in the dining room. And although there's, I think, a couple of chairs maybe. I will agree with the caller that Jim's Diner is one of my favorite hamburgers.
Why? What's so good about it?
They are juicy. He uses fresh beef. It's just a nice, big, fat, juicy burger.
So Fat Burger is not misleading
nickname. Not at all. Not at all.
And where is Jim's Diner located?
6901 Prospect.
And Charles,
go ahead.
Share some of your other recommendations with us.
Well, I'm real old school here. I really love these old diners and drive-ins that have been around forever. And although I do want to put a shout out to a place I've been recently, it's not as old as these, but the Berg and Barrel on Metcalf, which I bet I've passed that place for 20 years before I went in.
Oh, it's easy to miss. It's on the back side of the strip center. So.
And I don't remember, is it maybe 84? First and Metcalf or something? I don't know.
It's right past 75th and Metcalf.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Delicious, well-made burgers, a good variety of them. You know, it's lacks ambiance, but, you know, it's a great neighborhood joint.
Agreed.
And yeah. So, and in some of your other places.
Okay. I am a fan, and always have been, in my 30 years here, of the Humdinger Drive-In, which, you know, I think most people have passed at least once in their life. It's at, it's on 9th Street. And it has that big, that sign that says, ever eat here? And they have 14 different kinds of hamburgers. It's you know, it's the kind of drive-in where you had to get out of, still do, you have to get out of the car to go in.
Interesting.
And you have to pay cash. But they luckily have an ATM inside it now. And they've got bulletproof glass at the front counter. And so in addition to, you know, like a tiny little kitty burger, they've got a half pound triple cheeseburger, a taco burger, a pizza burger, and a chili cheeseburger. And they're
and
all...
it's drive-in because you drive up, you order it, and then you go back and sit in your car and eat it?
Or take it with you somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious French fries, a really weird assortment of milkshakes, you know.
Weird, I mean, how?
Well, they have a bubblegum milkshake, which I haven't ordered and never will. And
that is unusual.
Yeah, but you know, they're big, juicy burgers, and they're inexpensive and so delicious and so old school. Got to give a shout out to the Humdinger.
But okay, we're gonna get back to recommendations, but I'd like to pause to ask a question, which is maybe like I'm the only one who doesn't get this, but how is it that shakes and burgers came to go together? Because they are both so filling, it is really hard for me to imagine sitting down to a burger and a shake. Am I just crazy?
That's
seems
a really
like a weird
good question.
Combo.
You know, I think that goes back to, I could be wrong here, but to the days when there was a pharmacy or a drugstore in every corner, mm-hmm. and they all had a soda fountain and a counter, and they would make milkshakes and burgers. But really, the one who popularized it, of course, was Ray Kroc for McDonald's.
Well, and if you're having problems, Gina, just cut the burger out and have the fries dipped in the milkshake.
Well, that makes more sense
yes.
to me.
Yes, yeah. That is the way to do
but
it.
But not a bubblegum milkshake, please.
Okay, so... we're going to get back to some of these recommendations, but Charles, I think that you and Daryl in Overland Park are going to have some things to talk about. Daryl?
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm enjoying your show. I always do.
Thank
especially
you.
This show about hamburgers. It's the best place, in my opinion. It's Hayes, Hamburgers, and Chili. It's up at North Kansas City. It's at Antioch and Vivian. The owner's father and mother started it in 1956, and 60 years later, a simple formula, great meat, handmade patties on a griddle with great chili. There's just something special. It's a small, intimate place. There's a counter. It's the old-fashioned diner type. I've never seen anybody do more in a small space than these people.
You know, Daryl, you know what I love about listening to you? You're getting more and more excited as you go along.
You can't help but get excited about this. It's just really inspiring.
Charles, you like this place too.
I love this place. I've been a big fan of Hayes Hamburger and Chili for years. It's one of the last diners in the metro, other than Town Topic, really, that stays open 24 hours. So if you, like me, you know, get a craving for a cheeseburger at 3 a.m., that is the place to go, Hayes Hamburger. The chili is great, but really it's those cheeseburgers that have stolen my heart.
Well, we are going to take a short break, but KCUR's Central Standard will get right back to this search for the best burgers in Kansas City. 816-235-2888 is the number to call. You can still get in on this conversation, but not for long, so do it now. 816-235-2888. We'll be back. I'm Gina Kaufman, sitting here with Charles Ferruzza, Mary Block, and Jenny Vergara. We are talking today about burgers, looking for the best ones in Kansas City. And of course, on Up to Date, in just a short while, we'll be hearing in-depth analysis of the Eric Greitens indictment, big news in Missouri. But for now, we are sticking with this conversation. And yeah, you'll get all of the updates and analysis you could possibly want in just 15 short minutes. So stick around for that. We are going to pause in our burger discussion on this food show to talk about Plaza 3? Because, Charles, you mentioned this earlier, but there's news that that will be going by the wayside.
I know it. And, you know, it's a tribute to the place that it hung on for as long as it did, because I believe Plaza 3 opened in 1962. And I also believe, if I'm not mistaken, that at least for its time, it was the first fancy restaurant on the plaza. Hmm. If you've seen pictures or old postcards, they open with a real Spanish motif. And it was a great classic Gilbert Robinson steakhouse for its day. And, you know, I mean, I hadn't been there for several years, to put it mildly. And I think it'll remain famous for that steak soup. Mm-hmm. And they also had a great cheeseburger. Fabulous. Ooh.
Okay, so that brings us right back to burgers.
Yep.
Okay, what we should address sides, because burgers rarely stand alone unless you have a lot of restraint. Fries, of course, are the classic accompaniment to a burger.
Yes, absolutely. And I should be the one to speak on that, I think.
Mary is the fry
yes,
lady.
Yes, I love great French fries. And if a burger doesn't come with them, I always have to order them. One great combination is at Boulevard Tavern. And I should say that all of my burgers on my list are gourmet burgers, thick. I can order them to the rare temperature that I like. If they say, sorry, we'll only do medium, I won't get it because I like it to be rare and juicy. And Boulevard Tavern does it beautifully. They've got a red wine, shallot jam, Swiss, and a peppercorn mayo. They've got a great bun to meat ratio, which I think is important too, because sometimes you get this big bun and you've got a little piece of meat and you're...
The old Wendy's Where's the Beef commercial.
Exactly, exactly. And Boulevard Tavern has really good French fries to go with that burger.
Do they cut the fries themselves?
Yes, and they still have the skins on, which is one of my criteria.
And if you had to name a runner-up burger fry combo, what would it be? Oh, you look so stressed right now.
Oh, gosh.
This is a tough decision.
I've already...
Mary's picking children.
I know. I would do two. One is Brady's that I already talked about. They've got great French fries. And the other is Cafe Europa in Crestwood. It has a good, thick, juicy burger and great hand-cut fries. The one in Union Hill is two thin patties, which is still very good, but I like the one in Crestwood.
Well, let's talk with Linister. Linister's calling us from Volker. Hi, Linister.
Yes, hello there. I recommend Frickin' Fracks. It's on 39th Street, about four blocks in from State Line, and it's named for a vaudeville team. And it was started by two women, I guess, about 20 years ago.
Oh, more than that. I think it was started 30 years ago at least.
But, Linister, what do you like about this burger?
Well, you can watch it being cooked, and it comes to you fresh, and it's hot, and you have curly fries, and you get a cold beer. It's absolutely wonderful place.
Ooh, okay. So we've talked about the shake, the fries. We have not talked about the burger and cold beer. I do believe that also is a popular combo.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic.
Let's talk to Robert in Kansas City. Robert, what do you want to recommend?
Hello. Unlike a lot of the people that have come on here, I'm not as much of a burger aficionado. But I just had Christie's for the first time in Turner. It's over in Kansas City, Kansas.
You're welcome. Christie's is awesome.
Yeah, and I haven't heard anybody mention it before, yet. It's really good. You know, I've been in Kansas City my whole life. It's kind of embarrassing. I've never had Town Topic. But
there are a lot of burgers to try, but you'll get around to it.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while. Me and my wife are going to, it's going to take us a little while to get to all of them. But Christie's is really good. It's really juicy, too. And they have shakes as well. I got a burger and a shake, and it was great. I loved it.
Okay, Christie's. Jenny, it seems like you are familiar.
You know, I went to Christie's for the tenderloin is what somebody sent me there for years and years ago. But I still, you know, it's in a cute area and it's got a lot of kind of land to sit out on, as I remember, like a nice outdoor area.
It's, you know,
and a family
it's
that runs it.
It's one of those old 60s drive-ins.
Right.
It's been around forever. And I have had the cheeseburger. It's delicious. And but they are famous for their tenderloins. Mm-hmm.
And this is where again? Christie's in
KCK.
Yeah, it's out in KCK.
Okay, cool. Well, Jenny, we're going to get right back to our callers recommending things, but we haven't heard tons of your recommendations, and I'd like to hear another one. What's top of your list that you haven't talked about yet?
Okay, so the new place that I just discovered is Cronin's off of 87th Street. It's Cronin's Bar and Grill, I think is what it's called. And it's right off 87th, kind of in the strip center next to Zarda. And it's just an old, nondescript, Irish-themed sports bar, kind of tiny, but they have a burger there that they refer to as kind of our famous burger, and it's well-deserved. It's a nice, thick burger. It's one of those where it's a half-pound hand-pattied ground burger, and of course it's beef, and you can tell them how you want it cooked. You can get it with cheese or not, and then the condiments basically are kind of lettuce, pickle, onion, and you can just kind of tell them kind of how you want it. But they also do hand-cut fries, to Mary's point, that have the skin on. And it's just a fabulous deal. It's like $7.50 for the whole with fries. And then on Thursdays, I believe it is, it's on special for $6. And you can't beat it. It's a nice, big, thick, juicy burger. It's a great deal. So a little hidden gem there.
Let's hear from Ricardo in Midtown. Hi, Ricardo.
Good morning. I have three recommendations. The first one is Paul's Drive-In, and as I was on hold, I was kind of looking it up. I think it's on 10th and Osage in Kansas City, Kansas.
Tell us about it. I've never been.
It's a classic 1960s drive-in, and they do flat-top burgers, and I think what I like the most about it is a lot of restaurants are kind of obsessed with making a burger small but really tall with lots of toppings. And this one is short, but it's a very wide burger. So you do get a lot of meat, but it's just very wide.
So it's not a lot of meat per bite, but it is total a lot of meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's your thing. That's cool.
And then the other two recommendations, and they're all different, like depending on what mood I'm in.
A burger for every mood. I like your style.
Yeah. Westport Flea Market is really good because it's grilled, but it's very greasy. So if you're in the mood for that, or like McCoy's is grilled, but it's very lean.
All right. So your top three,
yeah,
Ricardo, are Paul's Drive-In, Westport Flea Market, and McCoy's.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for those nominations.
You're welcome.
Anyone want to comment on any of Ricardo's selections?
I think they're all great places. I've had burgers at all of them.
I need to go to Paul's. Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Let's talk to Tony in Kansas City. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How about you?
Good. My newest recommendation is Hogshead on the Plaza. They opened about 4 months ago in the old California Pizza Kitchen space. The chef proprietor came from Capital Grill, was executive chef there, and he makes a burger that is super, super thin, two pieces of American cheese, and it comes either in a single, a double, or a triple with bacon, and it is by far the best in the city right now.
The with bacon burger intrigues me. I just, Kansas City, are we unusual in our meat-on-meat tendencies, or am I just a weirdo in that, like, I find that odd?
Well, I'm originally from Chicago, so it's a big piece in Chicago to have that. And then to throw it in, which makes it even more interesting, they'll do a fried egg on top of it, which is just really awesome because it's such a thin patty, the taste flavor all just comes together, and it's really outstanding. They do a great job there.
Well, thanks. Mary, you also like this burger.
I do, and he's right. It's a hot burger right now. It's, if you go to Instagram, it's very Instagrammable, and it's...
Why is that?
It's a pretty burger with the bacon he's talking about is almost like pork belly because it's thick. It's not crisp. It's thick, kind of chewy. And then you've got the fried egg, and it's a high masterpiece. And it is.
It's like a brunch burger.
Yeah. And it is one of the few non-thick, rare burgers that I really like.
Yeah, I'm interested in that we've had a couple callers now who contest this idea that a big fat burger is the way to go, the idea that a thin burger might be preferable. Anyone agree with this theory?
I like both, you know. I like a thin burger every once in a while.
I like the Corvino burger that we talked about earlier because it just has so much flavor.
Well, and there's burgers that sit in the middle, too,
yeah,
that have a little bit of juice to them, but they're still more on the thin side and not quite on the thick side. So, yeah, it's a difference between whether you like your burger pressed or not pressed.
Right.
What does that mean?
So when you press a burger, obviously on the grill, you get that good crust on it, you know, kind of that crispy, flavorful kind of crust on it. But a lot of the juice kind of runs out. With a thicker burger, obviously, the juices are left inside and you just sear it on the outside and keep those juices inside. So.
And it also depends on whether you like it rare or well done.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Let's talk to Parker in Overland Park. Hi, Parker.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks
good.
For taking my call. First, I just want to say thanks very sarcastically for ruining my diet for the day. I'm now headed to get a mushroom and Swiss burger.
Yes!
But a burger I want to recommend is from the Corner Restaurant down in Westport. It's a half-pound luscious burger with a hearty bun, but the part that I want to emphasize is they use a balsamic reduction, and they pair that with some goat cheese and arugula, so it's kind of just a flavor bomb in your mouth that, you know, which is not really your typical ingredients, ketchup, mustard, onion, which I love, by the way. But yeah, so that's my recommendation.
So nothing against ketchup and mustard, but you're into this particular burger with a balsamic reduction, goat cheese, and arugula.
Yep. That's. I mean, I love all these burgers we've mentioned. I'm not going to go so far as to say this is the best burger. I mean, that's a heck of a claim. But if you want to try something kind of different but still get, like I said, that luscious, fatty, hearty, thick burger with the nice bun on top, but, you know, you want to in the mood for something new, it's kind of a good brunch burger. The goat cheese kind of provides that kind of sweet slash, I don't know, creamy texture, and then the balsamic reduction, that nice salty. And then if you want to,
man, you are selling it. This sounds good.
Oh yeah, no, I go there just for that. I'll wait. There's often a 30 to 45 minute wait there, and I am happy. I'm more than happy to wait that amount of time for that burger. So, and I don't work there. I swear.
Corner Restaurant in Westport. Well, thank you, Parker.
You're welcome. Thanks again.
So, I mean, on our way out, speaking of like the less common things, I mean. I suspect I'm alone here. You can probably tell that I'm not like the traditional burger eater in my comments that I've already made. I mean, I gotta say, I like turkey burgers. Does anyone else like a turkey burger? Anyone recommend a turkey burger?
I've always found them to be pretty dry.
That's what I was gonna say.
Really? But you know, that's why I like it. 'Cause that's maybe my taste. A driver.
I have nothing to add to that. Yeah. There you go.
Well, okay. Jenny, one last recommendation on our way out.
Absolutely. Gladstone Burger at Smitty's Diner inside a Gladstone Bowl up north. This is a little diner inside of a bowling alley. You don't have to bowl to go and eat there. And they have a fantastic cheeseburger there. It's kind of another kind of hidden gem inside a thing. I mean, I literally went to an event, drove up north, and went inside just as they were getting ready to close up just to have the cheeseburger for
dinner.
Can I
say that I have found that bowling alleys almost always have a good burger?
Indeed. This
so
one has a good
one.
That's
a key to on your search for a good burger that hasn't been recommended, just go to a bowling alley?
If they have food, yeah. Hmm.
And somebody in there making it with love, which
aww.
They do at Gladstone Bowl.
Very cool. Well, there's a reason that our critics are here and that they're doing the recommending and not me. I think we touched on that just a little while back. Our time is up. Mary, Charles, Jenny, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Charles is our longtime food critic here on KCUR. Jenny joins us from Feast Magazine, and Mary blogs about food at Around the Block. You can get all of their recommendations on our list of the best burgers in town. We'll have it ready for you at kcur.org by the end of the day. And if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, those lists come right to you in your feed. That is a wrap. You can listen back to anything you missed this week at kcur.org/Central Standard. Our show on gun control and mass shootings in high schools is recommended listening. Same with yesterday's discussion on the state of hate in our region. This show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Sylvia Maria Gross, Jen Chen, Koi Duggar, and Suzanne Hogan, with help from intern Matt Groby. Linda Scher runs the board, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. Up to date is Around the Corner with in-depth analysis of the Greitens indictment. I know I'll be listening. That's next on KCUR.